I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Monday, October 10th. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. John Masefield's lines from his poem Sea Fever evoke not only that longing for the sea, but also that connection of sea and sky, using the heavens above to be able to navigate when all you can see is water in every direction. The idea of using the stars for navigation is at once romantic and dishearteningly challenging. It does boggle the mind to think you could look at a star, or in reality measure the exact location of a star in the sky, and somehow convert that into where you are on the globe. With today as the Columbus Day holiday, this seems like a good week to demystify the idea of celestial navigation. However, using the stars to find your way goes back a long, long time before Columbus. There are two key pieces to knowing your location based on the stars: knowing and recognizing the stars and constellations above, and understanding the concept of the Earth surrounded by a sphere or shell of stars. While this idea of a sphere of stars does not mesh with our modern understanding, for purposes of navigation, it actually works quite well. A brief introduction to celestial navigation, this week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.